That's all very well, Jolene, but we still haven't got it.
There has to be a way.
How? She's always got a diary with her.
Yes, I know.
Or if she hasn't, it's stashed away in her room somewhere.
Sid, we only need it for a couple of minutes, just so we can find a good bit.
And you know what I was thinking? We don't even know what she's written in there. It's probably a load of dismal, self-indulgent drivel.
Oh, come on, there's bound to be summit. The amount she writes in there. What?
Oh, hi, Lillian.
Oh, morning, darling.
Are you ready for your breakfast?
Yes, please. I was just going to tell Frieda.
Oh, no. You sit down.
Yeah, we've just cleaned that table.
So it's all ready for you to settle down and do some writing.
Thank you. Oh, my phone. Oh, why do I keep so much stuff in this handbag? Oh, it's James. Oh, hello, darling. I think I might just go and have a cigarette.
Okay.
Yeah. No. It's fine, darling. What? Look, they arrived first thing. Jolene put them in a vase for me.
Sid.
What?
Look, she's left her diary.
No, Jolene.
I told you we'd get our chance.
Now, what's she doing? No. She's only just...
Oh, let's see. Oh, there's got to be some good stuff in here.
Oh.
Ha-ha, here we go. Why do I still love Matt? He's an arrogant, conniving... Oh, maybe not.
Jolene.
Maybe I should tell him how I feel. Oh. My heart aches for him.
Hurry
oh,
up.
Oh, sweet.
Am I really going to turn my back on this man who makes me so
happy?
Oh, that's perfect. Now, if we could just get Matt to see this and for Lillian to read his letter.
Quick.
What?
She's coming back. Put it away.
Sorry, darlings, I forgot my light.
All right.
Oh, and my diary.
No, it's fine. You can leave it there.
Oh, no, darling. Let me get it out your way.
All right.
No, sweetie. I've got everything now. So, you were saying you bought a new car.
Hello, darling. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No worries. Is Alice okay?
Oh, yes, she's fine.
Here.
Oh, those for me.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, Adam. Oh, Narcissi, how lovely.
And there's your card and present.
Oh, another present. You shouldn't have.
So, Alice is having a good time, is she?
Yes, oh yes. She seems to have teamed up with another girl travelling down the garden route.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I can't wait to have her back, though.
It's not long now.
No.
No?
Oh, nothing. I just don't want her coming back to all this tension.
Hey.
We just got to sort this inheritance business out.
Well, don't worry about it now. Come on, open your present.
Oh, yes, it's my present.
Has Debbie been in touch?
No, not yet. But I've had the card that you brought back from Scotland and Kate rang earlier.
Oh.
Oh, Adam.
I saw it at an antiques fair I went to with Ian.
Oh, how precious.
You have to find some perfume to put in it now.
Oh, yes. Oh, that really is exquisite. Oh, thank you, darling. Come here.
I'm glad you like it.
There she is, Rory. Go on. Go and give her your card.
Brian.
Morning, Adam.
This is for you.
For me? My goodness.
Yeah, Rory made it, didn't you, champ?
What an enormous card.
With a little bit of help from me.
Right.
Go on. Give Jenny a kiss. Go on, Rory. There.
Thank you.
And this is for you too.
Oh.
Well, it's from me, really. Open it.
Yes. Oh.
That is the brand you like, isn't it?
Yes.
There's all sorts of potions in there. Ginger lily shower gel. Sea moss, bergamot, Lord knows what else.
Very nice.
Well, I thought you deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rory, no, no!
They're mine.
Oh, darling, not my beautiful flowers. Oh, I should really put them in some water, shouldn't I?
You saw what it said in her diary.
She's desperate to go back to him.
You think?
Sid, you're going to have to go into Lillian's room and take the page out of her diary.
What?
It'll be okay. It'll only take you a minute.
No. Wait, hold on.
Look, Lillian's going to be busy down here anyway. It's Mother's Day. She's bound to want to take over.
Yes, but...
Yeah, well, I'll make sure she don't come upstairs.
No, you should do it. You're better at this kind of stuff than me.
No, Sid.
No, I want her where to look.
Look, I had to go and get Matt to write the letter, didn't I?
Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah, so now it's your turn to do something.
But, love...
Or would you rather put Lillian's sign up outside the pub?
No. But if I start rummaging around in a room...
There you both are.
Ah, Lillian.
My goodness, look at all them roses.
I know, aren't they spectacular? Oh,
didn't you already get some flowers from James?
Oh, no, darling, these aren't from him.
They're not from...
I bought them. I thought we could give a bloom to each of the mums.
Oh.
Well, we should have enough. I checked the reservations.
You mean you bought them through the pub?
That's right. I thought we could give them away at the end of the meal.
Oh, that's a lovely idea. But Lillian, perhaps it's something you could arrange... We're going to be so busy.
Oh, yes, of course, darling.
In fact, if you'd like, you can take charge of the restaurant. It'd be such a help.
Leave it to me, darlings. That's what I'm here for.
Brian, I'm not saying the pens won't get done.
Well, the first of the ewes are likely to have started lambing by the end of the week.
I know that, but I've also got to finish working down the seed beds, and the wheat at Brookfield needs top dressing.
So when are you going to set up the pens?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, listen, you two.
Perhaps it's something you could do.
I think you've got me doing enough at the moment, don't you?
Rory, draw me a picture.
I mean, the weather's not bad today. I would have thought it made sense for us to be getting on with some field work now.
Us?
Well, I can't. I've got Rory to look after.
I can take care of Rory if Adam needs you to work.
No, this is your day. Can't expect you to do that.
Well, I don't mind.
No, Mum, it's all right. I was going to start the top dressing after lunch anyway.
Well, why didn't you tell me that?
I didn't see that I needed to.
Adam!
But you're not going, are you?
Yes, I'm sorry. I think I'd better.
Oh.
Unless there's anything else you think I'm not doing, Brian?
No.
Right, well, I'll see you later then. Bye, Mum.
Oh, bye, darling.
Well, come on, Rory. Time to give poor Jenny a break.
Oh, thanks for that, Brian.
Hmm?
So I'm not even allowed to spend some time with my son on Mother's Day now, am I?
Jenny, I didn't mean to...
Oh, no, that's fine. Why should I care? I've got plenty of jobs I should be doing, too.
Darling.
So I might just as well get on with them.
Sid, just stop whining and get upstairs.
But Jolie!
All you have to do is unclip the binder and take the page out.
All right.
Now go on!
Yes, I'm going!
The sooner you do this, the sooner we can get Lillian out of our hair.
All right.
Goodness me, I don't think I've ever seen the restaurant so busy.
Oh, it's always like this on Mother and Sunday. Lillian, where are you going?
To the fridge. Tom wants a bottle of Spanish fizz.
Oh, right.
Normally, I reach for the French stuff, of course.
Yeah, I saw Pat and Tony coming in. Oh, Lillian, I'd take the foil off an ear if I were you.
Oh?
Yeah, it's just easier than faffing about at the table.
Fair enough, darling, you're the expert.
Is Brenda with them and all?
Hmm? Yeah, she's here.
That's nice. Today can't be easy for her. She must miss Betty.
Oh, blast it.
Yeah?
Oh, darling, look at that.
What's the matter? What is it?
I've cracked a nail. I'll have to go upstairs and put some varnish on it.
Hey?
Don't worry, I shan't be a minute.
Oh, but Lillian!
So infuriating. Have you had these done last week?
Lillian! No, hold on!
Come on, where is it? Oh, this is ridiculous. I shouldn't be doing this. Goodness knows what I'm going to find. Ah! Oh, thank God for that. Now, which page was it?
Lillian!
Oh, hell! Oh!
I think I saw your nail varnish in the bathroom.
Oh, yes, all right, Lillian.
Oh, no.
Go away if you want.
Sid! What are you doing?
I was just,
Oh, hello, love.
Jolene.
What are you doing in Lillian's room?
Hey? I was just...
Well, yeah?
I was bleeding the radiator. Yeah, I remembered you mentioned you were cold, so I thought I'd check there wasn't any air in the system.
Oh, well, is this really the best time?
No, I know, but if I don't do something when I think about it...
That's true, he does forget.
Oh, I see. But look, I was just looking for my nail varnish.
You know, I'm sure it's in the bathroom, Lillian.
You know, you could be right. I'll go and look in there.
Yeah, I think it's on the shelf next to the body cream.
Okay.
I thought you were going to keep her distracted.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't stop her. Well, did you get it?
Huh?
The page from her diary.
Oh, yes, I got it.
I mean, just mine.
Oh, fantastic. Matt's heart is going to melt when he reads this.
Let's hope.
Oh, he's just got to find some way of getting it to him.
Oh, Brian, stop going on. You know, it's got nothing to do with Mother's Day.
Then what is it?
Look, here, here.
I mean, Adam could have stayed if he'd wanted. It's up to him when he works.
Do you put these shirts in your wardrobe for me?
Trying to make the day nice for you.
Nice?
Yes.
How's it supposed to be nice when you're still pushing ahead with these dreadful plans for the inheritance?
Jenny.
You do know you're forcing me to change how I feel about Rory.
What? How? God, all I'm trying to do is to be fair to everyone.
You just don't see it.
See what, Jenny?
Brian, when I agreed to take on Rory, I said the only way I could do it was if I loved him as one of my own.
Yes, and all I want is to include him in the future of the family. I thought we were past all this now.
No, not if you're going to treat my children so badly.
Your children?
You asked me to create a happy and nurturing home for Rory. But if you're going to divide the farm in the way you're suggesting, I don't know that I can do it.
Is that a threat?
No.
It is. You're saying if I don't change the plans for my will, you're not going to look after Rory.
I'm saying it's very, very hard for me to feel the same about Rory while he's causing all this pain for Adam and Debbie.
This is a joke. It's really beneath you, Jenny.
I'm deadly serious, Brian.
You're blackmailing me with the welfare of a 5-year-old boy.
You're not listening to me.
No, you're right. I'm not going to listen.
Well, then maybe you should. Because I'm not sure I can give Rory the love that he needs anymore.
Well, I'm sorry I can't take you to the station myself, Heather.
Oh, don't be silly, David. A taxi's fine. Oh, there you are. Where did you rush off to?
You forgot your present.
Oh, did I?
Ruth, I would have fetched it.
It's okay. There you go. Oh, how could I have forgotten me perfume? It was such a lovely day yesterday.
It was, wasn't it?
Oh, and the vents. Oh, they were lovely. Those cards they made you.
I know. They're wonderful.
Oh. Well, I'd better not leave this poor taxi driver waiting any longer.
No. Okay, Mum. Thanks for everything.
Yeah, I'm not sure we could have managed without you.
I've enjoyed it. Now, don't you let her start trying to do too much now that she's got rid of me.
Mom!
David?
No, don't worry, Heather. I'll keep an eagle eye on her.
Good.
Bye, Mum.
Bye, David.
Bye-bye. See you soon.
Oh, and wish Pip good luck for a show on Thursday for me.
Will do. Bye.
Ta-da.
Bye, Mum. Bye.
Bye.
Oh.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fine.
Come on then, let's get you inside.
David.
Hey, I am under strict instructions. You heard what your mother said.
Oh. Yes, coming. Give me a minute. I'll right in the briefcase. Yes! Yes! Sit.
Matt. Morning. You okay?
Yeah, fine. I just banged my toe.
Huh.
What do you want?
Well, I've got something for you from Lily.
Oh?
Yeah, it's a list of things she wants from the house.
Right.
It's not much. It's just a few bits and pieces, you know. Things she'd like to have with her at the pub.
Well, couldn't she come and pick them up herself?
No, no. She didn't want to. It was all right. I think she'd like you to get them.
Okay, I see.
Like I say, she just asked me to bring over the list. If you just want to...
Right, yeah, yeah, fine. I'll do that when I get a chance. Thank you.
No, no, Matt, no.
What is it?
Well, you need to do it now. Lillian gave me strict instructions to wait and bring her things back with me.
She really doesn't want to see me, does she?
I'm sorry.
Right, I suppose you'd better come in then.
Oh, cheers.
You can wait in the sitting room if you want. You'll have to excuse the mess. Me and the lads had a bit of a game last night.
Oh, yeah. yes, I'll just wait through in there.
Hold on, hold on. This list is not in Lillian's handwriting.
No, 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 that's right. I wrote it for her. She was too upset to do it herself.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Actually, Matt, you might just want to check through, make sure you can read my handwriting.
Yeah, well, it all looks fairly legible to me.
No, just make sure.
Books, jewellery. What's this?
Huh?
This, it fell out. Looks like a page from a diary or something.
Oh, does it?
February the 20th. Sid, this is Lillian's.
Is it? I've no idea.
Maybe I should tell him how I feel.
Perhaps it got in there by mistake.
Aches for him.
Or perhaps it's something she wanted you to see.
If it weren't for my pride,
like sending you a message,
I'd run straight back into his arms. I don't know who I am without him.
Matt?
Huh?
So, is everything okay?
Is Lillian still at yours?
Yes, I think so.
Right then.
What? Matt, no, hold on. What is it? Where are you going? Matt!
Oh, Matt, you silly, stupid, wonderful man.
So does it say something nice then?
Oh, Jolene, it's beautiful. You say you found the letter just lying on the mat?
Yes, I suppose Matt must have pushed it through the door earlier.
Oh, what a sweetie. Oh, to put his feelings down in words, it's just so romantic.
Isn't it just?
It's not like Matt at all, really. I guess he didn't know how to say it to me, you know, face to face.
No. So, what are you going to do?
Hmm?
Are you going to go and see him?
Well, yes, I suppose I should.
Oh.
He says he wants me back. He regrets having ever hurt
oh,
me.
Oh, that's wonderful, Lillian. I'd just sort out your mascara if I were you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, I mustn't look a mess, darling.
Lillian.
Matt.
Hello, love.
Jolly.
Is everything okay?
What are you doing here?
Well, I came to see you.
Really? That's funny. I was just coming to see you.
Yeah?
Yeah, so... what have you come to see me for?
Well... why were you coming to see me?
Come on, Sid. I think we better leave them to it.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, well, give me some time to yourselves.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Sid!
You're coming. So then?
Yeah? So?
Quickly, quick! Oh, get out the way!
What?
No, don't shut the door completely.
Why not?
I want to watch tonight. Well, here, move over, let me see.
So what happened? Did Lillian read the letter?
Yeah, she loved it.
Huh?
What about Matt? Did he believe you about the page from her diary?
I think so.
Oh, good.
But they're going to figure it out, aren't they? I mean, Lillian knows that she didn't plant that page.
No, I know.
And Matt knows he didn't send that letter.
It's still in their own words, though, isn't it?
Well, I suppose.
Wimp made them up. Oh, come on, you two. Stop messing about.
What are they doing?
Not a lot. Just talking. Oh, hang on.
Oh, no. Matt's just scratching his nose.
Yeah. This ain't going to work. They're going to be furious with us.
Oh, Sid, shut up.
I mean, when Lillian finds out we've been through her diary...
Wait.
What?
Oh, I think Lillian started crying again.
Oh, is that good?
Well, of course. Oh, and Matt's taken a step closer. Go on, comfort her then.
Yeah, let me see.
No, I want to.
So just move over a bit. Oh, look. She's smiling.
Yes, I know.
Come on, Matt. What are you playing at? Give the poor woman a hug.
That's it. Stop being such a pathetic wimp and get in there.
Oh, Matt.
Come here. Come here.
Oh, I've missed you so much, darling.
Yeah, I've missed you too.
Oh. Why did it take you so long to let me know how you felt?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what you said in your letter. I don't think I've ever been as touched by someone else's words.
Letter?
Yes. You know, when you wrote that no other woman had a place in your heart.
Jolene?
Yes. Yes, Jolene brought me the letter. If I'd known, I never would have put you through so much torture, darling.
No, wait, see.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Lillian, look.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, you didn't...
I didn't what? What is it, Matt? What's wrong?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Listen, ignore me, sweetheart. And I'm sorry, too. You do know, don't you, that me and Annabelle...
Oh, Annabelle, Annabelle, there is no you and Annabelle.
And there never was. I was just being an idiot and trying to make you jealous. You are the only woman for me, Pussycat.
Oh, Tiger.
And I never want to go through what I've been through these past few weeks again.
Oh, me neither, darling. It's been ghastly.
Well, good.
Oh, no, I never want to let anything tear us apart again.
Are you sure you're in the kitchen?
Yes, Mum.
It just sounds very echoey.
I'm making a coffee, okay? Now stop worrying.
Whatever you see.
Look, I'd better go.
I just know what you're like.
Yeah, all right, Mummy. You're starting to break up.
Am I?
Let me know when you get home.
I will.
Bye now.
Okay. Bye, Pat.
Right. What was I doing?
Ah! Ruth? Oh. Is that you?
Oh.
Don't worry.
It's okay. I'm all right.
What have you done to yourself?
There was a patch on the floor Eddie hadn't cleaned properly. I thought I'd just wash it down.
Oh.
The hose jolted out me hand.
Right. Do we need to get you to a doctor?
No.
What are you doing in the parlour anyway?
I was bored. I just wanted to check.
Well, do we need to call your mum? She might not be on the train to Newcastle yet.
No, I've just spoken to her. It's fine. I've just pulled something in my stomach.
Oh. Well, let's get you back over to the house. I thought I told you to take it easy.
I know, but it didn't seem like much.
It's powerful, that hose. Now, come on, take my arm.
It's all right.
Oh. Ruth, here. Come on, come on. Honestly, what am I going to do with you? I reckon I'm going to have to lock you in the house.
I'm the house.
Much obliged. Cheers, Sid.
Careful, Lillian. You mind yourself going through the bar?
Yeah, yeah. Have you got my makeup bag?
Lillian.
Oh, hello, boys.
Let me take that suitcase for
you. Oh, yes. Thank you, darling.
So, Lillian, didn't realise you brought so much stuff.
Is that everything?
Better be.
Well, look, if you find I've left anything, you can always bring it over, can't you?
Yes, of course.
I'm so sorry to bail out on you like this, darling.
Oh,
no.
I feel like I'm leaving you in the lurch.
Oh, don't be silly.
No, I will manage.
Yeah, you need to take your time settling back in.
Absolutely.
You've got lots of making up to do.
Well, that's true.
Come on, Prisca. Let's get you home.
Yeah, do you need Anne taking all this stuff over?
No, I think we'll be all right.
Yep, yeah, you've done enough already, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. For everything, Jolene.
You're very welcome, Matt.
Bye, then. Now, you will remember to hang the new sign, won't you?
Yes, yes.
Come on, after you, Pussycat.
Yeah, don't worry about us. We'll be fine.
Au revoir.
See ya.
I don't believe it. Has she actually gone?
Wait. What's that?
Huh?
Shh. Just listen. Is that silence?
Do you know, I think it might be.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Oh, it's more than that, Jolene.
It worked. We've got our home back, Sid.
I know. Who'd have thought I'd ever be so pleased to hear the pub so quiet?
Right, it's 510.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Dad.
What are you up to?
Oh, I'm glad you're here. Grab the end of that, will you?
Hey? Eh?
Just hold the tape measure.
Oh.
I'm thinking about how we might divide the house.
Oh, right.
See, I was thinking, if we split the kitchen in two, it might be better, and then that side can be yours, and then we can extend into the utility in the land.
No, Roy.
Right, that's 396 centimetres. And then, right, we put a window into that wall.
Isn't this just a little...
Yeah, look. I've drawn a plan.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, well, so your entrance and living room would actually be in the outbuildings.
Yeah.
What do you think? Hmm. When Hayley's mum and dad were so excited when we saw them. Hey, they can't wait for the house,
Roy. No, Roy, listen, I've been meaning to talk to you, but... Well, he was away for the weekend and...
Yeah? What's up?
It's about the house. There's something I need to tell you.
What is it, Dad?
Hiya.
Oh, Brenda!
How is everyone? You both okay?
Yeah, I think so.
You?
No, my stupid printer's on the blink.
Oh, no.
Is it all right if I use yours? I've got an assignment I need to print out for tomorrow.
Yeah, of course.
What's this?
Wait, some plans I've done for the house. Dad's told you about it, hasn't he?
Yeah, he told me.
Look, Brenda,
Thanks, Dad, for taking my feelings so seriously.
Hey?
Look, Brenda, please, love, will you?
What's the matter?
We're still only discussing it.
Seems like you've already decided.
No, well, we haven't.
Dad?
Look, just go on. Go, use the printer. Let me talk to Roy.
Talk to me about
what? Please.
Fine. Obviously, what I think doesn't matter anyway.
Dad? What is it? What's she going on about?
Brenda's not very happy about splitting the house.
What?
She's quite upset about it, actually.
Upset?
Yeah, and, I think perhaps we were a little too hasty. Maybe this isn't the best idea after all.
You are joking, aren't you?
I can't ignore how your sister feels,
Roy. Oh, well, that's great. So what? Me and Ailey get this close to having home of our own and now we might not because Brenda didn't like it?
I ain't saying it won't happen.
Unbelievable.
Look, Roy!
Just brilliant.
Who are you getting on, Eddie?
Yeah, well, this fella's only the second lamb I've had today.
Oh, they're tailing off now, ain't they?
Yep. Go on, then. Back to you, Mum.
So you've almost finished your shift, then?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for David to finish milking.
Right.
You, okay, Bert? You seem a bit...
No, I'm fine. Frieda's got her mobile hairdresser over. She's having some fancy new hairdo.
Oh, yeah?
You got this rubber cap on her head and all these chemicals. Bungalow stinks like a sheep dip.
Oh, really? So, I ain't going to recognise Frieda when I see her.
Well, you might not. What with this and the swimming club and the exercise videos.
Exercise videos?
Yeah, she's got one of them DVDs with them girls off Strictly Come Dancing.
Blimey.
I don't know what's got into her.
I should watch out if I were you.
Oh, yeah?
Well, if she's paying all this attention to her appearance, Bert...
What about it?
Well, it must mean there's someone she wants to impress.
Everything's fine between you and Tom, isn't it?
Yes.
So, what's the problem?
There isn't one at the moment. But you never know, do you? And if something did happen, where am I meant to live?
I'm sure Tom's pleased you got so much faith in your relationship.
Actually, Tom agrees with me.
Oh, does he?
Well, about the house, anyway. He doesn't think it's right either.
Well, it's not exactly his business, is it?
Seriously, Roy, I can't believe you didn't even think to ask me.
Well, Dad came to see you.
Yeah, after you pretty much made up your minds. I mean, what happens if I want to buy somewhere?
What?
Well, it's all right for you. You're going to have a house of your own with a tiny mortgage.
Not that tiny.
Smaller than anything I'd be able to get. What am I supposed to do? The only chance I'll ever have of affording the place is to wait until...
What?
Well, until I inherit Dad's part of the house.
Oh, so this is about you getting your hands on your money?
No, don't twist it like that.
I can't believe you're being so selfish.
It's not fair, Roy. You're getting a leg up and I'm getting nothing.
You'll get your share of the equity in the end.
No, I know.
You don't need it this instant. I've got family to provide for. I want to give them home.
Ugh.
What?
It's hardly like you're out on the street.
And neither are you, Brenda. Blimey. You got your cosy little place at Home Farm.
Rented.
Yeah, and I'll bet Tom's still got plenty left over after that comes out of his pay packet. And you'll be fine as soon as you've graduated.
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on. We all know Matt will give you a job if you whisper sweetly in his ear.
You don't know that.
Well, whatever. You're going to be raking it in.
Oh, Roy!
By the time Dad does shuffle off, you probably won't need his money.
That is a really horrible thing to say.
Look, I'm sorry.
No, just forget it.
Look, Brenda...
Look, this is the last chance Hayley and I have of owning a house of our own.
Yeah, and you don't seem to care how cruel and vicious you need to be to get it.
Right, now, come on, you two. Just stop this now.
It's all right, Dad. I'm going anyway.
Brenda!
It's not as if this is my home anymore.
No, you're right, it isn't!
Roy! Wow, she's being so selfish.
No, she ain't.
She is. The only person you can think about is herself.
That ain't true.
Then what is it, then? It's your mum.
What?
That's why she didn't want the house to change. It's the only connection she feels she's got left. You must be able to understand that, can't you?
That's just marvellous, isn't it?
What's that?
Lillian's gone.
Gone where?
Home. Her and Matt are back together. There's your shutters.
Cheers.
Apparently, he came over yesterday morning and swept her into his arms.
Oh, good for them.
I've got no chance of getting any bar snacks now.
Oh?
No. Jolene's under strict instructions. I've got to eat something before I go home. I can't survive on these dreary meals that Clary's cooking.
Oh, she's got you on them as well, has she?
Oh, well, it's this diet, isn't it? It's even worse now I've been busted for having weights in my pockets. Clary forced me on the scales yesterday. I've only lost 2 pounds since I started.
Well, at least you agreed to do it. I've been fed all this soya and lentil stuff just so Frieda can get in trim for another man.
Oh, Bert, I told you.
I've been deprived and deceived.
I was only joking. Frieda's not seen anyone else. I'm sure she's just excited about losing weight.
Evening, fellas.
Oh, all right, Kenton.
I do.
Oh, blimey, Riley, chaps, what's up with you two?
Nothing. It's just this blasted diet.
What are you talking about? The weight was falling off you last week.
Very funny.
Hey, have you seen the swanky new sign outside?
What's that?
Well, the one saying Sid and Jolene welcome you to the bull.
Yeah, it's not quite true anymore. Lillian's not here.
Eh?
Well, it says Lillian, Sid and Jolene welcome you.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. It's just hard to see Lillian's name. They got some hanging ivy over it.
Yeah, Kenton, you seem to understand females.
Do I?
What would you say if Cathy suddenly started dolling herself up?
How do you mean?
Well, if she started putting colour in her hair and wearing new perfume.
Bert, you have to listen to me.
This isn't Frieda we're talking about, is it?
Would be.
I wasn't being serious.
Well, in that case, Bert, I'd start to worry.
Kenton!
Yeah, sounds to me like Frieda's seeing another man.
No, sure. Well, it shouldn't take long.
I've got a bunch of deadlines. I haven't really got time for this.
Yeah, and I haven't come to argue, Brenda.
Oh?
No. I just come over to say sorry. Spoke to Dad after you left, and he explained a few things to me.
Right.
And I do understand how you feel. I mean, that house, it's the place we grew up in. I find it hard to see it change too.
I see. Look, do you want to sit down?
Yeah, cheers. I mean, I don't think there can be a room that don't remind me of Mum somehow.
No, exactly. She's everywhere in that house.
Yeah, she is.
I know it's silly.
No, it's not.
I just feel like it's the only thing I've got left of her.
I know. She made that house a home.
Yeah.
And I can see why you still feel it is your own.
Can you? Oh, Roy, I'm so pleased.
Of course.
I really didn't want to make a fuss, but when I thought I'd never be able to go back to my old room...
Yeah. But you have to realise, though, by changing the house, you're not going to lose your connection with Mum.
What?
Well, there's so much more, isn't there?
No.
Yeah, you know,
no,
we got our memories.
Hold on. You still want to divide the house?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Look, I agree with you. It's going to be a wrench.
And I thought...
But Mum wouldn't want us to leave the house like some kind of mausoleum.
Mausoleum?
No, she'd want us to get on with our lives.
What, so you just came here to tell me that you understand how I feel, but you don't really care?
Of course I care, but this just can't be about you and your feelings.
I can see that.
Well, it can. I mean, what about Dad? He's moving on. He actually might quite like having a little place to himself.
I'm sure he'd rather keep things as they are.
Yeah, and what about us, eh?
What about you, Roy? I mean, what is your big problem? Dad is not so difficult to live with.
No.
Well then, you've got a home.
Yeah, but we want somewhere we can put our stamp on. Have the things the way we'd like them.
So you don't care about Mum?
Now, that is unfair.
It's what you just said.
If me and Hayley could afford another house...
Oh, here we go.
Well, Mum would want us to have a place of our own. She would!
You don't know what she'd want.
I know she'd want you to stop acting like a selfish brat. Brenda, I have a family. I have a baby coming in 10 weeks.
Would you please leave?
Doesn't she deserve to have a home she can grow up in?
Don't you dare try and lay that guilt on me.
Oh, so you do feel guilty then?
Look, I don't want the house to change, all right?
Brenda!
And that's all I have to say.
I wish I'd never even suggested the idea. Seemed so good at the time. It didn't occur to me how Brenda might feel.
Yeah. I know what you mean, Mike. Mm.
Yeah, you never can tell about people, even them closest to you.
I mean, I thought putting weights in your pockets was a great plan. Now I can't even have a packet of pork scratching.
Who would have thought Frieda would have her eye on another man? Well, from now on, I've got my eye on her.
Hey, come on, you lot. Dear me, you know, it might never happen.
Except it already has.
It is.
I've got my suspicions it might be.
Oh, good grief, even I'm feeling depressed now.
Well, at least there's always beer as consolation.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, happiness may be transient, but you can always depend on a point.
Well, shall we drink to that then, eh? I might at least put a smile on your faces.
I'm not sure anything could.
Not until I've had some decent grub.
I'm not sure I'll ever smile again.
Oh, honestly. God, let's just weep into our beer, then. Oh, God, and to think that I came to the pub to be cheered up.
It's all right, Susan. You don't have to look in the stock room. I can do without the smiley faces.
You've done it now, Nick.
George!
You've set her a challenge. If George wants something...
Yeah, then... right.
George, get off my leg. It's not nice to push.
Smiley faces for my tip.
Oh, Helen, I just want to get this lot back home.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Mia, Jake, careful now.
Where is Will, anyway? You don't normally look after George on your own, do you?
No, but something's come up on the shoot.
Oh, right.
And Will had already arranged to have George this afternoon.
So have you walked down here, then?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder you look frazzled.
Well, I was going to leave all three of them with Will and come into the shopping by myself, but...
Oh, dear. Best laid plans, eh?
What? No, not the sweets.
You know, the best laid plans of mice and men.
Right, yeah. I'm meant to be having my first driving lesson later on.
Really?
That is, if Will gets back in time.
Oh, that's so exciting. You're going to find things much easier once you can drive.
Oh, I suppose. I'm so nervous, though.
Oh, don't be.
Well, Will's had me in his car, tried to show me where the pedals and everything are.
Well, that's good.
Oh, I'm so uncoordinated, though.
Oh, you'll get used to it. Once you are, you won't even think about what you're doing.
Oh, I hope so. George, what did I tell you? Come here, give me those. You know you're not allowed.
Listen, Nick, I'd better get on.
Okay. George!
You don't fancy having a drink sometime, do you? You could come over tonight if you liked. You could probably do with a relaxing evening.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah?
But maybe you could come over to mine. Will's going to be out. He's taking George to see his parents.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
See you around 7:30 then?
Yeah, okay.
You can tell me all about your driving lesson then. Okay? Bye.
Bye. George!
Bye, Mia. Bye, Jay.
Come on, give me the sweets.
No!
Stop being naughty and put them back.
But I want them.
Well, you should have asked nicely. Now give them here. George, do as I tell you.
No.
They don't belong to you.
No.
Right, that's it. Back in your buggy. They can't behave. Give me those. George, shush. Sit properly.
Nick?
Oh.
What are you doing?
Ed, I was just trying to...
What's the matter, buddy? You're all right.
Really? We're fine. I just need to get him outside.
Yeah, he's not going to calm down if you go...
Tell Susan I've left the money on the counter.
Nick?
Come on, Mia. Jake. We're going now.
Nick!
Hey, Chazza!
All right, Brian.
You haven't seen Adam anywhere, have you?
Oh, I may have seen his car about 10 minutes ago.
Well, did you or didn't you?
I did.
I suppose you got any idea where he was going?
Sorry, I just saw him driving up the lane. Is there a problem?
Yes, actually there is. We've got to get the lambing pen set up. He seemed to have left me to do it by myself. Well, I haven't a clue how we're off for ear tags and aerosols, you know, the usual stuff.
Oh, it sounds like you need to straighten him out in a few things. You're the big chief in here. Oh, well. Be seeing you.
Yeah, well, I don't suppose you've got an hour free, have you?
Huh?
It would be just to help me put up the hurdles. I mean, you finished with Tom for the day?
Aye.
Right.
Well, I was heading to the pub.
Well, that can wait, can't it?
Well...
Look, I'll pay you 20 quid. That'll do for a few rounds.
For an hour?
Yes, all right. Shouldn't take any longer than that.
All right.
Great. Look, why don't you head over to the shed? I'll meet you in a minute.
Whatever you say, boss.
Just need to give Jenny a call.
Hey, boss.
Yeah?
Which one is it?
It's the building at the bottom.
Oh, cheers.
Come on, Jenny, answer.
Hello, this is Jennifer. I'm afraid I'm not able to take your call at the moment, but if you'd like to try the house, please do so. The number is 01632.
Oh, where's my phone? So, are you going to take Mum out tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I thought so.
Ah. It'd be perfect if you could. I was going over to the lodge anyway.
Right.
So if Mum goes into Borchester with you, I can sit with Jack.
Well, that sounds like a good plan. Oh, it's just Brian.
For heaven's sake.
What?
What are you breaking for? Move.
Oh, Lillian.
Really? How am I meant to overtake?
Well, it is a learner. Be patient. We're almost home.
I shouldn't let them out on these windy roads until they can go at a decent speed.
Thanks this afternoon, by the way. I've had a lovely time.
Mm? Oh, good, darling. I'm pleased.
And I'm so pleased that everything's going well with you and Matt.
So am I, darling. Who would have thought Matt had it in him?
Sorry?
The letter. Could hardly believe it when Jolene gave it to me. Such an old romantic.
I must say, I wouldn't have thought that was Matt's style.
Oh, darling, he's full of surprises. Oh, finally, I might actually be able to get past.
He's going to love that shirt and the tie you bought him.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
What?
Oh, it's Nick.
Who?
Nick, you know, Will's girlfriend.
Oh,
I thought she just hadn't got a car. I didn't realise she couldn't actually drive.
Yeah, well, at the moment, she'd be faster on a bicycle.
Oh, what now?
Is that your phone?
Yeah. It's an answer phone message. Hold on.
Well, as soon as I've dropped you off, I'm going straight home. I'm going to bung the pork loin in the oven, have a nice deep bath and wait for Matt to get back.
Oh, it'll be Brian.
Oh, yes, I've got those chocolates I bought as well.
Oops, I better listen.
Jenny, it's me. Where are you? I'm on my own here. Hayley's got to go soon. Adam seems to have swanned off home, so I'm having to do all the jobs he hadn't done. It's ridiculous. I need you here to look after Rory.
Jenny, what is it? Is everything all right?
Yeah, yes. It's nothing. Everything's absolutely fine.
I'm sorry I couldn't meet you down the pub.
Well, that's no problem. Mum and Dad are out of their slimming club anyway.
Oh, aye.
So I was working with Brian then.
He's a miserable beggar, isn't he?
You want a beer?
Ah, cheers.
Well, I've got some exciting news. You know that A&R man who came to one of Fallon's gigs?
Like the one you reckoned was Sleaze No Error?
Yeah, well, he's offered the band a tour. Huh. Yeah, they're going to be supporting a group called the New Velvets.
Who?
No, I hadn't heard of them either. Fallon showed me their MySpace. They've got like 2,000 friends. Apparently they're getting loads of airplay at the moment.
Have you got any grub in there?
No, I'm just about to look.
Yes, your mum's always got leftovers in the fridge.
Well, they're on this diet though, aren't they?
So, where's she gone then?
Oh, they're going all over the place. London, Liverpool, Glasgow. Gonna be away for weeks.
So it's proper then?
No, straight up. This tour's the real deal.
Wow.
And if the lies get a good reaction, this guy says he's going to manage them too.
You're joking. Fallon's well jammy, isn't she?
No, she deserves it.
No, I know, but hey, the wee white lies are gone on the road. Fallon will be like proper rock and roll.
Mm.
So, are you going to miss her, Ed?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, come on, really, are you?
Well, yeah, of course I am.
You'll be all right. You'll have to follow her about like one of her groupies.
Yeah, if I had the time. Look, I'm sorry, mate. It's going to have to be spaghetti oops on toast.
Oh, that's fine. Put some of that cheese or so on mine.
What, the low-fat stuff?
Aye.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
Seriously, though, pal, you're going to have a bona fide rock and roll indie chick for a girlfriend. And if she does make it big, you'll be quids in and out.
Yeah, maybe.
Mark my words.
I saw Nick in a shop earlier.
Sorry? Nick, hot indie chick? I don't see the connection.
Yeah, wearing a brand new expensive coat.
Oh, mate, you've got to get out of this.
No, no, it wasn't that.
So your brother got all the money? It's about all he has got gone for him.
No, it was the way she was treating George.
Hmm?
Well, she was shouting at him and shoving him into his buggy.
So?
He was screaming his head off.
No, he's probably acting up. You know what Wayne's are like.
No, this was different.
How?
Well,
Ed, when I was being a wee scally, my mind think nothing. He slapped me around the back of the head.
Look, I can't explain it.
She's all right with the other two Waynes, isn't she?
Well, I think so.
Well, don't worry. She knows better than you what she's doing.
Yeah, maybe. I can't help it, though. It's just something not quite right.
No, really, Helen, I was awful. It's not as if it was once or twice.
Everybody stalls, Nick.
Yeah, except I did it when I was pulling onto a main road and then I was in such a panic I tried to drive off in front of a lorry. My strut tried to slam on the brakes.
Well, that's what they have dual controls for.
Oh, such a donkey, though.
Nick.
Oh, even when I thought I was doing okay, I had some idiot in their flash car stuck up my backside.
Well, you're doing pretty well at the old road rage.
No.
Seriously, though, no one's expecting you to find it easy.
No, I know.
And I can help you with your theory if you like.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, we can go through it together.
Oh, that would be great. At least that would be one thing I don't have to rely on Will for.
No worries. There we are.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to cost him a fortune in driving lessons as it is.
Well, from what I hear, young Mr. Grundy can afford it.
Oh, I don't know. By the time I pass my test, I might have bankrupted him.
No one's that bad.
Oh, no, maybe not, but I don't reckon I'm going to be driving myself around any time soon.
Jenny? Are you in? Jenny?
Yes. What do you want, Brian?
Ah, you are home. Where's Rory?
Well, he's next door watching TV.
Mm.
I've given him his tea.
Oh, have you? Well, that's good, I suppose. At least it's one thing I don't have to do myself.
Oh!
What?
Nothing. Dinner should be ready in about half an hour.
Huh. Is that all you've got to say?
I'm sorry.
Jenny, I've been run off my feet all day. Didn't you get my message?
Well, it was, of course I got it.
Well, then you'll know I've been racing around, doing all the work Adam couldn't be bothered with.
Oh, well, I'm sure he's been busy too.
Whew.
Or are you going to tell me that he hasn't done anything today? Well, are you?
No, I think he's working down the seedbed.
Well, and I'm sure he's doing what's required. I think the days of expecting him to bend over backwards are long gone,
oh,
don't
for
you?
For goodness sake.
Oh, can you look after Rory now, please? I want to do some work on the village website.
You're joking.
No, I haven't looked at it properly for weeks.
But you've been out shopping all day.
Oh, I was gone for 3 hours. Oh, and so you know, I won't be around tomorrow morning.
What?
No, I'm taking Mum into Borchester.
Whoa, hold on, Jenny. That's really not fair. I can't be expected to do everything while you're out kicking up your heels.
I'm taking her to the supermarket, Brian. There are other people in the world apart from you.
Yes, I know.
Or is an 83-year-old woman meant to carry her shopping around on her own?
No, of course not, but...
Well, then that's agreed, isn't it? Now, if you'll, excuse me...
No, hang on a minute.
Look, mind you don't leave Rory for too long.
Jenny, wait!
Yeah, but, Dad, it's not like you haven't moved on.
No, maybe.
I mean, but... dividing the house, it's just as much about you as it is about me and Ailey. Well, isn't it? I mean, you're going to have a new home.
Well, I suppose.
It's not as if by changing the house we're ever going to forget about Mum.
Oh, I don't know, Roy.
I don't mean to sound hard-hearted, but at the end of the day, we've got to be practical.
It's not just about how your sister feels, though. I mean, there is the inheritance.
Oh, no, Dad.
No, I'm not sure it'd be fair.
Of course it's fair.
But if you're getting yours earlier... Well,
then, look, tell me a better option. I mean, if this falls through now, me and Ailey may as well give up ever hoping to have a place of our own.
No, you mustn't think like that.
Well, then you're going to have to be firm with Brenda. At the end of the day, this is your decision.
Roy...
Just tell her you've made up your mind.
But I haven't yet.
What?
I'm sorry, Roy.
But, Dad...
I'm only trying to do the right thing by both of you.
Well, even though Brenda can only think of herself. So I've got Phoebe and Hayley and the new baby.
Oh, you're not still going on about the house, are you?
Oh, hello, love. I'm just trying to explain to Dad how important this is to us.
I know that, Roy.
Well, then tell Brenda.
Please, a bit of both of you. Can we just stop talking about it?
But we've got to get this sorted.
Yeah, then just for tonight. Please, I'm sick of hearing about it.
Yeah, me too. Is there anything else needs drying?
No. I'm going to leave the casserole dish in to soak.
Okay. Well, I'll get out your ear then.
Mike, I'm putting the kettle on. Do you want a coffee or anything?
No. You're all right. Thanks, though.
He's going to change his mind, you know.
Well, if he does, then there's nothing much you can do about it.
Are you okay?
I don't think so.
Why? What's up?
I'm getting these really bad stomach pains. I've been having them for the last hour.
Yeah?
I'm not sure what it is.
Well, they're probably just Braxton Hicks, aren't they?
I hope so. I thought I'd have a peppermint tea.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure that's what it'll be. Come on, and have a sit down, eh?
No, it's worse then. So they're really strong, Roy.
Well, don't worry. About a nice warm bath? That's supposed to help.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, come on then. I'll come back down to make you tea.
Thanks.
Let's run that bath for you.
So, which of them do you think it is?
I've no idea.
It's not him, is it?
Who?
The one Pip's talking to.
Ooh, I hope not. He looks about 20.
Well, what about the lad standing next to her?
What, with his trousers hanging off his backside?
Yeah, he looks musical.
Could be, I suppose. Oh, hell, you don't think it is him, do you? Would explain why she's been so secretive.
I'd just be grateful she invited us along to her show.
Oh, look at him. Pip wouldn't go for a little hooligan like that, would she?
Well, you know, there's only one way to find out.
No, Ruth, no, don't be embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
Let's just wait for Pip to introduce us, eh?
All right. Oh, you're starting to sound like her.
Well, it's awkward.
At least if it is him, we know he's got clean underwear. How are those jeans even staying up?
It's a mystery. Anyway, how are you? Do you need to sit back down in the hall?
I'm fine, honestly.
Are you sure? Don't want you wearing yourself out.
David, I told you.
Okay.
But thanks. Really, I'm having a nice evening.
Oh.
What? Oh, hi, Pip.
Hiya.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm okay.
You're not nervous, are you?
A little. Some of the acts in the first half, well, they were really good.
Hey, and you'll be great too, don't you worry.
You didn't seem too nervous when you were chatting with your friends just now.
Oh, no.
Your dad and I were wondering.
Ruth?
Well, we both want to know.
You want to know what?
It's all right. Doesn't matter.
Which one of those boys is Jonathan?
You okay?
Yeah.
Look, mind you don't slip.
No.
How's that? Are the pains any better?
Not sure.
Oh, look, here. There's your towel.
Not really. If anything, they're getting worse.
Well, it was worth a try, wasn't it? Just keep trying to relax. It's probably just because of all the stress you've been under.
Yeah.
I hope Brenda's pleased with herself.
Oh, Roy.
Well, this is all thanks to her and the fuss she's been making.
It's just bad timing. In any case, if it's going to cause this much bad feeling...
What?
Well, you can see how upset your dad is. And so is Brenda. Been trying to call her and she's not replied to any of my messages.
Listen, love.
You've been stomping around like a bear with a sore head.
Only because I'm frustrated.
Yeah, I know.
I really thought splitting the house was going to be the solution.
And so did I. But it's not worth it if we're all going to end up hating each other.
We won't hate each other. Maybe Brenda will come round to the idea. She might just need a little time.
Roy.
What is it, love?
It's coming again.
All right. Okay. It's fine. Come on. Deep breaths.
Right. What time is it?
Hey.
Time, Roy. The time.
It's almost 10 minutes since you last asked.
Oh God.
What is it, Hayley? What's the matter?
I don't think it's Braxton Hicks. I think we're going to have to call the midwife.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, what a shame.
If I'm honest, I did think the Elbury branch deserved to go through.
Pip and Jonathan were still very good, though.
Oh, yeah. Here, let me help you put that on.
I can manage. No, I thought he was very talented.
I was quite surprised.
Really?
Well, after we'd met him. Here, there's your back.
Thanks.
I mean, he was so quiet. I wondered how he was ever going to sing their song.
I expect he's just shy.
Oh, I suppose so. Still thought Pip might go for someone with a bit more...
What?
Well, gumption.
Gumption?
You know what I mean. Bit of get up and go. Does seem like a bit of a wet hanky.
David, he's 15. I suppose you were chock full of charisma at that age.
Oh, of course not.
I mean, it could have been Mr. Trousers round his ankles. Would you have preferred that?
Well, no.
Exactly. A nice, quiet, sensible boy will do us just fine.
Hello.
Pip, hey.
Well done, sweetheart.
You were brilliant.
Oh, thanks.
You're not too disappointed, are you?
No, not really.
Good, because we thought your song was great.
Yeah, we were just seeing how good Jonathan was.
Yeah, he's a lot more confident when he's on the stage, isn't he?
David.
What?
Yeah, well, we don't really mind we're not in the regional finals. We want to work on some new material anyway.
Oh, really? Well, that sounds good, doesn't it, David?
Yeah, absolutely.
We think you and John make a great duo.
Roy?
Yeah, yeah, okay, love.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that was another one. Alex wants to know if you can describe the feeling.
It's like period pain.
It's like period
low
pain.
Low down.
Yeah, yeah, low down. Yeah, and it's coming in waves.
About 6 or 7 every 10 minutes.
Right, yeah, did you hear that? Yeah, hold on. Hayley, love, has there been any blood or water?
No.
No, 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 there hadn't. No, we did have a bit of trouble getting pregnant. Yeah, that's right. No, but we haven't had any problems since then.
Please, God, please, no.
Right.
Oh, this can't be happening.
Yeah, OK. No, 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 I understand, of course. Yeah, all right, I'll try not to. Yeah, thanks, Alex, yeah. All right, bye-bye.
Well?
Well, we need to go to the hospital.
Oh.
Hey, 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 it's OK. Alex said we mustn't worry.
Now.
I know, love.
So not due until May?
Well, you still might not be, though.
Well, then what's happening?
I don't know. But whatever it is, they'll be able to best deal with it at the hospital. Right, I need your medical notes.
They're in the top of the chest of drawers.
Okay, right. Well, you may as well stay in your pyjamas. She said we should take some overnight clothes. But, right, do you want to put your dressing gown on?
It's all right, I can do it.
Yeah? Okay, well, right, I'll go and bring the car round the front.
Roy, is there anything else we need? I haven't even thought I'd need to get a bag ready yet.
I don't think so. Look, if there is anything, I can always come back and get it, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
So let's just get you to the hospital, okay? Roy? Roy, is everything okay?
What's happening? What did the midwife say?
I've got to take Hayley to the hospital.
You have?
Yeah, I'm just going to bring the car around to the front of the house.
What does she think?
Have you seen the keys?
Roy, is Hayley...
Yeah, yeah, she seems to be having contractions.
What?
I've got to get to the hospital as soon as I can.
Oh, Roy.
All right, there they are.
Okay, well, look, don't worry about nothing here. I can stay and take care of Phoebe.
Oh, would you?
Well, of course.
Don't wake her up, though.
No, I'll make sure she gets to school.
Thanks. Right, oh, my mobile.
No, that's all right, I'll find it. You go on and get the car.
Yeah, okay. It's probably in my jacket pocket.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Roy?
No, Hayley, it's me, love.
Oh, Mike.
Hey, careful now. Mind yourself coming down these stairs.
Is Roy gone to get the car?
Yeah, and I'm going to stay here and look after Phoebe.
Yeah, right, of course.
So you don't need to worry about anything. Hey, come on, take me arm.
I need to call Nigel and Elizabeth. Yeah. They'll be expecting me tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I can do that.
Oh, and Phoebe's got PE tomorrow. She's going to need a kit bag.
Yeah, well, like I say, I'll deal with all of that now. You come on, just put your coat on. Let's make sure you're good and warm, eh?
Oh, my.
No, come on, pop your arm in.
I don't understand. Why is this happening now? After everything?
Yeah, I know, but you mustn't think the worst, eh? Hayley, come on, come on. Hayley, trust me. Mm-hmm. This could all just be a false alarm, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, good, good. Now, it sounds like the car. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right then. Come on. You sure you're okay in them slippers?
They'll be fine.
Hey, how about this, eh? Door-to-door chauffeur service.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. I'll open it. You okay, Roy?
Yeah. Do you need me to?
No, we can manage. Go on, get Hayley.
Thanks.
Easy now. Now, don't you worry, either of you, eh? The doctors will know what to do.
Dad, pass me seatbelt.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
Now, Roy, just stay calm. The roads will be clear. You just need to drive sensibly.
Yeah. You're comfortable, love. No? Well,
it's fine. Just drive.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Dad, your phone.
Oh, yeah.
I'll ring as soon as we know what's happening.
Yeah, all right.
Tell Phoebe I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, I will, Aiden. Now, go on.
Yeah, all right. Bye, Dad. Yeah,
bye. And don't speed. Oh, dear.
Hold on. Oh. Where is it? Oh, yes. Oh. Hello?
Bender?
Dad?
Oh, good, you're still up.
Huh? No, I wasn't. The phone woke me. What's up?
It's the baby, love.
The baby?
But Hayley's had to go into hospital.
What? Why? What's happened?
They think she might have gone into labour.
Roy!
It's okay, you're fine.
That's it, Hayley.
Just hold my hand.
Breathe slowly. That's good, nice deep breaths.
Is there anything I can do?
No, you're doing great just as you are. I think he's done enough, don't you, Hayley?
Okay then, how are we doing?
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mr. Hayward. I'm the consultant obstetrician.
Hello.
And you must be...
Roy.
Hello, Roy. And this is Hayley, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Hayley. So you've been having contractions?
Yeah.
And when did they begin?
I'm not sure. I think it was about 8 o'clock.
About 4 hours ago, then.
But I thought it was just Braxton Hicks.
We tried changing positions and having a warm bath.
But the contractions have been getting stronger.
Yeah.
And you are 30 weeks into your pregnancy?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's fine. Lisa, can you bring me up to speed?
Yeah, heartbeat and temperature are fine. Blood pressure is 132 over 86.
Is she going to be all right?
We're going to look after you. But I think I'd better do an examination.
The baby's heartbeat is strong and it's presenting normally.
Thank you. Okay, Hayley. Well, I'm just going to have a look.
Mm-hmm.
Try to relax. And if you have a contraction, don't worry, all right?
It's okay, honey. You're doing really, really well.
Okay. Okay, yes, you're fully dilated.
Roy!
Lisa, can you bleep the paediatrician?
Yeah, of course.
And we're going to need the senior midwife and a neonatal nurse. I'm not sure who's on.
What's happening? What's wrong?
You're having the baby now. Hayley, if you feel you want to push, then go ahead. It's fine.
Okay.
Can we get the resuscitator turned on as well, please?
Roy!
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
Don't be silly. But just listen to the midwives. They know what to do.
So, what happened? When did they leave for the hospital?
Well, it was over an hour ago now. I mean, Hayley was having pains in her tummy.
Pains?
Well, contractions. That's what it seemed like to me anyway. The midwife told them to go straight in.
I don't understand. Everything seems to be going so smoothly.
Yeah, well, you can never be certain, can you?
No, but...
We're in a predictable business.
You don't think it could be stress, do you, Dad?
What?
Well, if the baby's premature, that could be a reason, what with all the rowing over the house.
Hey, now...
I know Hayley's been worrying about
it. Brenda!
She left me a message on my mobile.
Yeah, but that ain't gonna be it.
Yeah, but it might
no,
be.
No.
I feel terrible if this is all my fault.
No, that's just daft. There could be loads of reasons. I mean, but you know how hard it was for them to get pregnant. It could be something to do with that.
But if she does come early...
Look, I'm sure if there are any problems, the doctors will be able to handle it, huh?
It's amazing what they can do these days.
I know. Now, there could be so many things that might be wrong, though.
Well, we don't know what's happening yet, so let's try not to worry, eh? Come on, do you want a cup of tea or something? I know I could do with one.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh.
Oh, no. Please let everything be all right.
Hello?
Dad? It's me.
Roy. What's the news? How's Hayley?
She's had the baby, Dad.
She has?
She's tiny, Dad. So tiny.
Oh, Roy.
What's happened?
She's had the baby.
What?
So, how are things? Is Hayley all right?
Yeah, Hayley's fine.
And the baby?
She was so tiny, Dad. Oh. I only saw her for a moment, and they wrapped her up and took her away.
She is going to be all right.
Dad, is she...
Hold on.
They're doing tests on her now. All happened so quickly.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know when they're going to let us see her.
Well, I'm sure they're only doing what they need to, Roy.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't take no risks, eh? Roy?
She looks so helpless, Dad.
Oh, I know.
We can't lose her now. We just can't.
Come on, Roy. Leave the toy alone for a moment. Finish your cereal.
Oh.
Please, look, if you don't hurry, we're going to be late for school.
Oh, dear.
Oh, who's that on the phone?
It was Mike.
That's a good lad.
Haley's had her baby.
What? You're not due yet, surely?
No, not for another 10 weeks.
Oh, dear.
I know. She had it in the early hours of this morning, and Mike's heading over to the hospital now.
Right, go and put your shoes on now, Rory.
He was really calling to ask about Phoebe. They're going to need my help over the next few days.
But what about Rory? For God's sake, Jenny, how am I meant to get anything done if you're never around? I'm serious.
Well, I know you are. That's the trouble.
Look, I'm not saying we can't help out a bit.
You're really incapable of thinking about anyone other than yourself, aren't you?
Jenny, stop it.
Heaven knows why I'm surprised.
I'm getting tired of this now.
If it isn't to do with you, or the farm, or Rory, you really couldn't give a damn.
That's nonsense.
Is it?
What I am getting pretty sick of is being treated as if the pressures I have on my time and energy count for nothing.
Oh, Brian. You haven't got a clue.
Well, so what have you been doing this week, then?
Ready!
Oh, Rory, it's time to go to school.
And I suppose I'll be taking him, shall I?
Jenny.
Have you got your bag?
Yeah.
Jenny, I'm just saying there's only so much of this I can take.
Sorry, Brian. Can't talk about it at the moment. I've got to take your son to school.
Oh, Roy.
Oh, shh.
Hayley's sleeping.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. She's exhausted, though.
Well, of course.
Hi, Roy.
All right, Bren.
How are you, sonny?
Oh, I'm okay. How's Phoebe?
Oh, no, she's fine now. She's at school. I got Jazza to do the milk round for us.
What have you said to her?
Oh, well, not much. Just Hayley wasn't feeling very well, so she's come to hospital. Make sure everything's okay.
Right.
I don't really know what else to say.
No.
I mean, not until, well...
So have you heard anything yet? They told you what's happening?
Not really. She's in special care.
Oh. So they haven't let you see her yet?
No.
Oh.
I'm waiting for Hayley to wake up.
But is she going to be okay?
I don't know, Brenda. I don't know. I don't think they want to tell us anything until they can be sure.
Right.
Apparently she's having trouble breathing. Her lungs aren't properly developed and... Well, they should be producing some kind of protein or something. I mean, they did explain it to me.
Yeah, well, don't worry,
basically, son. They're not, though. So they're having to give it to her artificially. And they've got her on oxygen and drips and things.
Oh, right.
That's all I know at the moment. I think it's just a case of having to wait and see.
Sure.
Have you spoken to Hayley's family?
Yeah. No, they're here. They're having a coffee.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know, we're all here for you.
Yeah, we're here.
Thanks.
Right, well,
I just wish there was something I could do.
Ah, Jenny, I need to speak to you.
What is it?
No, we've got to talk. We can't carry on like this.
No, not now.
Yes, now. Look, if you want to be angry with me, then fine, I'll put up with that. But you have to stop taking this out on Rory.
How have I been doing that?
Oh, come on, Jenny, stop playing games.
No, I'm not.
You know you are. You're using Rory to make a point about the inheritance.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And it really doesn't suit you.
Excuse me.
You need to snap out of it before you do some lasting damage to this family.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, no, Brian. You're the one who's doing the damage. My God! What is it that I'm meant to have done that's so wrong anyway?
You know what?
Well, all I've done is to help my elderly mother with her sick husband.
You've not been around for Rory.
And I spent a couple of hours with my sister who's trying to repair her relationship.
You've deliberately forced me to take time out of my day.
And I dropped in unannounced.
To take time out of my day when you know Adam's making me pick up his slack.
And then when I suggest we might actually have to look after our granddaughter...
I'm not saying we can't look after her occasionally.
I mean... Am I really expected to neglect everyone in my family for the sake of Rory?
No, of course not.
Because that's actually what I've been doing, Brian.
Right.
Oh, dear God. I've sacrificed so much for you and your precious son. I'm 63, Brian. I shouldn't be bringing up a 5-year-old.
Okay, keep your voice down.
Oh, so now it's your turn. You can do something for my children. I want you to work out a way of dividing up the farm that's fair to Adam and Debbie.
Jenny, I've tried to find a better solution, but there just isn't one.
Well, you're going to have to find one.
Well, I don't know what you expect me to do.
Brian, do you really want to tear this family apart?
No, of course not.
Because that's what your plan's going to do. Unless, of course...
Yes?
I do still have a choice.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, there is another way of dividing the farm. It's not what I want, Brian. But it is a way I can be certain that Debbie and Adam get what they deserve.
Jenny.
And if that means divorcing you, then that's what I've got to do.
Oh, Roy, look at her.
It's okay. I know it's not nice, but... All those tubes, they're doing her good.
She looks so alone in there.
I know.
Just want to pick her up and hold her.
Yeah. And we'll be able to soon, when she's a little stronger.
Hope so. Hello, sweetheart. Are you having a nice sleep? Well, I had to have a little rest too.
Oh, no. No. Love, look. She's opening her eyes. Oh. Hiya.
Hello.
Do you know who we are?
This is your daddy.
Yeah.
And I'm your mummy.
We weren't expecting to see you so soon.
No. You were a bit too keen to get out.
Yeah, weren't you, Abby? You just didn't want to wait.
What?
Hmm?
Abby...
Yeah. Sorry, I thought we'd agreed.
No, we had.
That is okay, isn't it?
Absolutely. Hello, Abigail.
Are you going to be strong for us? Are you going to fight?
We've got so much love to give you. Please stay with us, won't you?
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson, and the agricultural story editor is Grime Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.